Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. It can happen. It has happened 3 times over the past 14 years. It will happen again in the future. What I'm talking about is the risk of a major long-term power failure in the greater Lansing area. 14 years ago, the multi-day Northeast U.S. and Canada blackout affected our area. 3.5 years ago, a mid-Michigan ice storm left people without electricity for up to 10 days in late December. 12 weeks ago, high winds caused sporadic power outages across the Lansing area, leaving some without electricity for a few days. Will you be prepared the next time the power goes out for an extended period? Do you even understand the risk of such an event occurring with little or no warning? In 1859, the planet suffered 2 major solar storms back to back. At the time, the major impact was that telegraph systems in America failed. Today, with much of the planet running on electricity, a similar-sized solar storm could cripple the planet. A few years ago, Iran's military conducted missile tests. The U.S. government called them failures because the missiles detonated 300 miles above the surface. Many experts regard these tests as successful because an electromagnetic pulse bomb detonated at that altitude would inflict the greatest damage to America. An electromagnetic pulse event, whether natural or human-caused, would devastate our utilities. Power would be out for a long time. At worst, America could be set back a century or more, where some government analyses project more than 90% of the population would perish. What would happen if there were widespread power outages for just a few days? Banks, gas stations, and grocery stores would be closed. You couldn't write checks or use credit or debit cards. There would be no lights, heat, or air conditioning. Gasoline-powered generators would run dry. Cell phones and other batteries would be depleted. The Red Cross and other organizations have disaster survival checklists available online. Make sure you always have sufficient non-perishable food, water, and medications, and a lot more. Without warning, at any instant, your life may depend on how well you prepared. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.